This message is sponsored by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I would be just fine with Derek Carr being the quarterback of the New York Jets.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Well, hold on.
I would be happy with it.
Fine, or are you happy?
I would be happy.
Earlier on the show, NBC Sports Boston Patriots insider Tom Curran, Super Bowl winning head coach Bruce Arians. Coming up, TCU quarterback Max Duggan from the new film Cocaine Bear, actor O'Shea Jackson Jr. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Ah, yes. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Great chat with Al Michaels here on the 43rd anniversary of the Miracle on Ice last hour. Bruce Arians as well. We had Tom Curran of NBC Sports Boston join us here on the Rich Eisen Show. One of the stars of Cocaine Bear, which I saw at the premiere last night. O'Shea Jackson Jr. will come here and talk about Cocaine Bear and how the Lakers need to sign Cocaine Bear to a 10-day contract to maul 13 other teams to get the Lakers to the NBA Finals. That's going to be coming up. We'll talk to O'Shea if he's got a plan for that.
Rich, Doogie Howser. Like, he was a kid.
I just did my power rankings of famous pop culture, famous doctors in honor of Dr. J being...
it's the doctor.
A 73-year-old man today.
Wow.
How about that?
We got to get Dr. J in.
So
here,
wait a minute.
Man.
That means Dr. J celebrated his 30th birthday on the Miracle on Ice Day.
Wow.
Wow. How about that? He turned the big 3-0 on that day.
I wonder if the doc was watching. I think everybody was watching.
We're here live on the Roku channel. So everything that you may have missed just re-airs on channel 210 as we're done with this hour that moves on right now with our monster prospect of the week. Okay. It's the monster.com prospect of the week. Normally, it's just me talking about a prospect, but now it's me talking to one. Ooh. We spoke to Jordan Palmer the other day, and this is one of his pupils, if you will, right now, getting ready for a combine and an NFL draft. He is a guy who broke my heart in the Fiesta Bowl, quite frankly, from TCU, joining us right here. Heisman Trophy finalist Max Duggan on the Rich Eisen Show. How you been, Max?
Hey, good. How's it going? Thanks for having me on.
No, of course. You know, it's just me being as high class as I possibly can be, Max. You know, I'm a Michigan Wolverine. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah, I kind of knew a little bit. Sorry about the Fiesta Bowl.
I appreciate that. That's kind of what I was fishing for. But so talk to me about your ascension and what you think may have clicked for you to put you on a Heisman podium this past year, Max.
Yeah, I was just I was surrounded by a lot of great people, you know, with Coach Dykes coming in and Coach Riley, you know, obviously great offensive minds between those two. You know, they just put so much confidence in us as players and our program to go out there, be confident, play loose, be aggressive, kind of be bold. And it allowed for, you know, myself to kind of go play, you know, my ball and how I kind of think I play best, and allowed for us to, you know, be successful this year.
And so just outside of that, though, did the game slow down for you in any way, shape, or form, do you think, this year?
You know, I don't know if it slowed down. I was fortunate enough to have to play the last 3 years. So I'd been under center. I had some starts under my belt. But mm-hmm. I think it was just going out there and not worrying about making a mistake or trying to be perfect every time. Just letting the game come to you. You know, be confident out there and kind of see what happens.
Well, I wanted the Fiesta Bowl to slow down a little bit. I'll be honest with you from my perspective, because it seemed like you guys were on a roll. What was it like in the locker room before that game in Arizona, Max Duggan?
Yeah, that was a fun game. I think a lot of people were just, you know, not nervous. I think just anxious to go out there and play a game in, you know, that magnitude against an opponent like Michigan. You know, we were going in confident. We had a great week of preparation, or I guess weeks of preparation going into that game. But again, just going in there and not letting the game be too big, not playing tight, anything that, just playing loose, playing free, and, you know, just playing our game, and we're able to, you know, go back and forth, and which was an entertaining game, and we were able to come out on top.
What about the idea that folks were saying that you didn't belong in the Final Four? Was that something you used, Max?
Yeah, so we never really talked about it, you know, and with Coach Dyke, he always talked about it, no opinion outside of our walls, no opinion outside of our program really mattered. You know, we see ourselves how we see ourselves, and, you know, we went in confident. We knew that we were a great team, but we knew that we had to play really well to beat an opponent like Michigan. So, you know, we didn't want to worry about what other people were saying about us, though.
And then in terms of the national championship game, was that a spotlight that you guys got caught up in? Was it just not your day? What do you chalk up to that one, Max?
Yeah, I think it was just it comes down to one of those nights where you just get your butt kicked. Obviously, Georgia is, you know, such a talented team with talented players. They have a phenomenal coaching staff, and it was one of those games, one of those nights where, you know, we didn't play very well. They played really well, and we just got our butts kicked by them. That's just kind of how it went that night.
Heisman Trophy runner-up, Davey O'Brien Award winner, Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year, Max Duggan, here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you prepping for the combine, Max?
Yeah, it's been good. I'm out here in Southern California or Orange County with Jordan Palmer, training with him. So I'm doing a lot, speed training, strength training, throwing with him, interview prep, getting on the board, physical therapy, all that. So it's been a good process. I'm looking forward to the combine.
Yeah, they're long-ass days, man. I'll tell you, I've been in the combine for almost 20 years, and I can't believe it's a long week. I mean, you're gonna see a bunch of doctors. You know, teams are like, what are you prepping from teams? Like, are you prepping the crazy question front at all, Max?
Yeah, you know, I think you're going to get the questions like that, but I think just being confident in what your story is and who you are, where you came from, your career at TCU, you've been able to get up on the board and talk some ball, be able to just grow that relationship. I think teams just want to get to know who the guy is and who they're interviewing and what type of person they're going to be getting if they decide to, you know, get you on their team.
Who was your player growing up? Who was the guy you emulated, Max?
So I grew up a Packers fan. So I watched Favre and I watched, you know, Aaron Rodgers a bunch growing up. So those are the two guys that, you know, I watched a ton.
You sure you didn't watch Favre as a Viking? I mean, how old are you, Max? I mean, I'm trying to do the math.
21.
21. So you watched Favre on, like, what, YouTube videos or something like that? Is that what you?
No, I was young enough. I was young, but I remember though. I remember, you know, Favre in a Packers uniform.
Okay, and Rodgers, have you spoken to Rodgers? And have you ever met him?
No, yeah, I haven't spoken to him. I don't have a relationship with him. It was just as a kid growing up, you know, you watch him, and obviously I'm a Midwest kid, and Packers were my team growing up. So,
where are you from?
Iowa.
Okay, so you're from Iowa. Have you spoken to Kurt Warner? Have you ever met Kurt, Max? Have you spoken to him?
I have not met Kurt, but yeah, he's a legend in the state of Iowa, though. Yes. What a great story, you know, Kurt had of working at Hy-Vee and then having the career that he did.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Okay, yeah, but also, you know, I'm sure he was kind of rooting against you in the Big 12 game. You know, his son plays for Kansas State, but
He did. They got the better end of it, though, so I think he was pretty happy.
Yeah, yeah, eventually. So okay, so who do you model your game after then? Would you say?
You know, a guy that I watched a lot, even lately, was Joe Burrow. What he does with his movements and efficient movements, and how he is in a pocket. I don't know if I would say I play like him. Probably someone I kind of play like would be probably Jalen Hurts. Just kind of that tough-minded leader, can make the throws anytime, can lead a group of men, spot through adversity, things of that sort.
Well, one thing that Jordan Palmer told us the other day, Max, that kind of took me by surprise, is that you've never had sort of a personal coach or the intensive coaching outside of obviously your school programs, like the one that you're getting right now. Like you never went to a camp or anything like that sort of thing, Max.
Yeah, so I never had a private coach. You know, my entire life I played four sports in high school, so all off season. You know, while guys were probably traveling around the country 7-on-7, I was playing baseball or basketball, running track, and then even in college, just being at TCU and just getting a bag of balls and going to throw with the guys in the indoor. So this has been fun for me to really specialize my development and really hone in on, you know, things that I need to work on that I think will really help my trajectory as a football player.
Okay, so then I'll ask the same question I asked of Jalen Hurts, since you mentioned how you try to model your game off of him. And obviously, I would imagine leadership style as well. I'll ask you the same question I asked him when I spoke to him before the draft, is what will a team get if they draft Max Duggan? Max?
Yeah, I think just an extremely competitive person that knows how to lead a group of men. I think those intangible assets are kind of the most important. I think, you know, at this level, everybody can throw, everybody can run, but I think just having that competitive nature and having a leader where a group of men can follow. Obviously now, you know, I'm working on development of mechanics and footwork that will just even, you know, project my development as a player. That'll help me become a better player. But I think the competitive, you know, tenacity and leader is the most important that teams will kind of get from me.
And do you have your schedule as to who you're interviewing with next week? Do you have that yet?
I don't have my schedule. You know, there's a couple teams that I know I'll be meeting with, but I don't have the exact schedule yet.
All right, now I need names, Max. You got to cough it up. Who are you meeting with next week? What do you got?
I don't know yet. I promise. I might have to talk to have to do some phone calls and figure it out.
Okay, I don't want to. So, all right. You know what? I'm sorry I put you on the spot. I'm not trying to get you in trouble. So that means you're meeting with the Patriots. Okay. No, okay.
I truly don't know. I promise,
okay.
Rich.
Okay.
If I knew, I'd tell you.
Okay, very good. But you're going to meet with some teams next week, and you're going to go crush it. And I look forward to watching you do that, Max. And it's been great to meet with you here. And I just watching you play again. You crushed my heart. And by the way, an 11-year-old son too. I mean, you know. But
come on,
Rich. It was tough to watch for me. But watching you ascend this year was great. And I particularly was caught by your press conference after losing the Big 12 championship game. To me, watching people in defeat is just as telling as watching anybody in victory. And I was very impressed by that, Max, to be very honest with you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think in the day of age of where we get into sports, I think it kind of becomes almost weak to show vulnerability. I think people see that as, you know, being weak, but I think, you know, these are these guys' lives. This is passion. So to care so much about something and to show emotion, I think is okay. And I hope I showed people that, you know, it's okay to, you know, care about something, and, you know, the passion you have for something, it's okay to, you know, show emotion.
1,000,000%, Max. I mean, this is, you know, trust me, I was surrounded by, you know, jubilant TCU fans in the Fiesta Bowl. And then I did go to the national championship game and watched the TCU fans have a totally different reaction in that game. It means so much to them. It means so much to them, and it means so much to you. I think that it's important to show 1,000,000%. If you're emotional like that, wear it on your sleeve. I think that is a sign of strength. 1,000,000%, Max.
Yeah, yeah. So whether you are a player, whether you've been a fan for 40+ years, you know, so many people put so much effort and experience and have so many memories of a team or whatever it may be. So to show your emotion, I think it's really okay.
Well, it was the first TCU game I've ever seen in person, Max. I was like, well, what are they doing the air quotes thing for? And then I realized it's the Horned Frogs thing. You know, I don't know the air quotes, you know, looks.
Oh yeah. I know everyone kind of looks at it a little bit different, but yeah, that's our hand sign or hand signal.
Okay. And last one for you. Have you spoken to Dalton? Do you have a relationship with Andy Dalton at all, Max?
Yeah. Yeah. Andy's, he's been such a, you know, great, relationship with me and someone that I can go to for advice. You know, obviously he's extremely busy during the season when we're playing, but you know, he still finds time to reach out to me, whether it's a call, whether it's a text of telling me, you know, words of advice or encouragement, or, you know, he watched the game and he's loving the way that we're playing and we're leading. So he's been a great resource for myself and TCU and just the Fort Worth community.
Max Duggan, he's good people. So are you. And I appreciate you taking the time right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Yes,
thank you, sir. I'll see you in Indianapolis.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Rich.
I look forward to seeing you in person in Indianapolis. That's Max Duggan heading off to the Combine. Heisman Trophy finalist, Davey O'Brien winner, Pac-12 offensive, Big 12 offensive player of the year. And amongst all that, maybe most importantly, the Rich Eisen Show Monster.com prospect of the week. Sponsored by Monster.com. Monster.com can help you tackle the job search and make your next career move. It's time to get off the sidelines. Go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. Max Duggan, the Monster.com prospect of the week. It is time, sir. Are you ready to account? Because this man will hold you and your Celtics TJ hold you and your Clippers to account, even though his Lakers are 14th in the Western Conference.
Yeah, the NBA.
I'm just saying.
He's got nothing to say out here.
Absolutely, he does.
I mean, he will.
He will. And I saw his new movie last night, and it is a big ball of dynamite.
I've got questions for him about this movie.
Two things. Number one, you got to have your head on a swivel if you were starring this movie. And then your head might have been turned into a swivel. And number two, the bear loves cocaine. I don't think I'm spoiling anything.
Hence why he's a cocaine bear.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. Yeah. is coming out here on The Rich Eisen Show. Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1-quarter moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold. This message is sponsored by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection. Cocaine Bears, O'Shea Jackson Jr. here as our terrestrial radio audience. Just returned here. We just saw a clip of the said bear. Oh, what are you about? Oh.
I just like when you announce my name.
Okay. Did you bring purple and gold glitter?
Oh, that's confetti.
Confetti?
Glitter's different. It gets everywhere.
Okay, so the confetti, what's that confetti from?
Well, first of all, it's a nod to the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Okay.
He used to come out on talk shows with his own confetti, like a psychopath.
Freak-o.
And, you know, I knew I was going to come around a bunch of Laker hate right now.
Yeah,
so I want
true.
Them to bask in the purple and gold while I'm here. Yes, Chris Brockman, you beautiful, poor, poor man. I know. You're happy that you're in first place. I'm glad y'all got runner-up last year, but like, good
what
Lord.
Have you guys been doing?
Have you won a championship this decade?
Well, no, hold on. So you've got that on your left hand.
You claim the 5 Minneapolis ones is so weird.
Is that your?
It is what it is. Guys are technically the Clippers, but we could get into that later.
You know that they sold the team back in the day. They swapped teams.
Look it up. Google it. I'm not here for that. I'm not here for history lessons.
You really went there. So is that a real championship ring on your left
absolutely.
Hand?
Absolutely. You can twist it off just as well. You can see the retired Hall of Famers all up in here.
Now,
absolutely.
What game of Dave and Buster's did you play to win that?
Oh, please.
How many tickets did that cost? Was that like the 40,000?
I'll take that for
or like the 80,000? Like what level?
That rolling
what?
Thing?
What level at Dave?
Was it
like
Papa
tickets?
Shot?
Wow. Yeah, you know Chris, I mean? I'll take it from you because you're my rival, but I know I'm not hearing a Clipper talk to me about any sort of championship glory right now. You stop that.
Yeah.
You'd be nice, TJ.
Well, after this year, I'm going to have a lot of room to talk. One of my teams is getting a chip this year.
One of them.
He's Sixers, too. He's a rare Sixers Clipper hybrid.
You're just patriotic. You just like red, white, and blue.
God bless America.
I see you, man. These colors don't run.
Wow, that's a real thing. You're screwing that thing back on.
Come on, bro. What you talking about?
But was it skee ball? Is that?
Oh.
Listen. Wow. I can't hear you with this ringing in my ear. I just can't. It's all right, man.
So, all right, let's get. Oh, careful now.
Oh, see?
Pick that up. You got to really snap. You got to really screw that thing back
on.
Man.
I say.
All right.
That was Chuck E. Cheese. That wasn't even.
All right. So 14.
What?
You're 14th right now. I mean, you're not concerned about how the way they're working?
I'm never
concerned.
I literally just won a championship. Not. 2 seasons ago.
Okay.
Now, I understand. I personally don't like it for Bron. You know, I really feel that his accomplishment this season by, you know, breaking the record and all of that, it should be in a winning season. I love the new moves. You know, shout out to Pelinka because we had the pitchforks ready. We were about to be outside the house. And I love the move that he did. I hate that it didn't work out with Russell Westbrook. Because I am such a fan.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. It ain't what it ain't.
So let me just clarify. 14 games back, 13th in conference. I do believe the moves they made have vastly improved the team, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would totally, you know, agree with what you said when you're walking out here, that the team that put you 13th in the conference is not the one on the floor right now.
Yeah.
Which is the move that you're more, is it D'Angelo Russell? Is
that him? If you would have told me of all the young core people that D'Lo would be the one to come back, right, I'd call you crazy. But he seems to be engaged. You know, I love the fact that we have somebody who can make a play happen, right, that's not LeBron. And of course, Vanderbilt got defense, you know, and it's much needed. And I've been a fan of Hachimura for a while now. He's right, always a fantasy sleeper for me. I do play in a 16-man league, by the way, so it is slim picking. So sleepers like Hachimura are definitely needed.
Right.
And my man Malik Beasley, his father actually is in Swagger. He's one of the fathers in Swagger, Michael Beasley. So I'm loving the new additions to the team. I cannot screw this on. I'm loving the new additions to the team, and I feel that if we stay the course, of course the play-in is what we're aiming for. But like, I hate it. I'm not going to act like I love the position we're in. Well, I hate it.
I'm taking a look at it.
Oh shit! Look, I mean, you're maybe 13th right now, but you're only five games back of fourth.
Yeah, that's the
West. I mean,
West.
The West is really there crazy.
Is. There it is on the screen. Right there.
What I'm really watching is that the Pelicans. I have grown a new distaste for Pelican fans.
Why?
They can
what
go
do you got
somewhere.
Against, what do you got against Pelicans fans? They're waiting for Zion to actually play a full season. play 2 months in a row.
If you would see the disrespect that mean? I get on Twitter from Pelicans fans, the worst mascot in the league. By far. Pelicans, y'all took months to think of that name. That's crazy. But anyway, they're aggressive with us because of the Anthony Davis trade. They feel like a championship doesn't matter because they have a future. You know how many teams have a future? Get you a ring, and then you could probably talk to me, man.
I like this. I'll be very surprised. I'm surprised that Pelican fans are the ones coming at you.
I'm surprised, too. They shouldn't make any noise whatsoever.
I would think it would be Grizzlies fans because the Grizz
talk to everybody.
I kind of dig that, though.
I love it. Don't, I love it right? for them. I love that they do absolutely nothing with it. That makes me the most happiest. I love me some Ja. I love me some Ja. But, my God, right. his quote of he's not scared of the West.
Yes.
Or that he was good in the West has just completely turned everything upside down. My boss, mm-hmm. at some times, Kevin Durant, is now a Phoenix Sun, and I completely blame John Morant.
Why?
Just because I can. It's all Kevin's fault. But right. like, I just like to talk down on the non-championship winning teams.
I can't wait to see what that looks like.
Now, I don't want to see it.
No, I of course not, because we can all assume what it's going to look like. And at least, you know, and I know you've got 20 games for the new look Lakers, if you want to call them that, to actually get.
Why did you do that?
I did.
That's what they're called.
I just went air quotes. No, I just went air quotes on you because I still need to see it, man. I still need to see it. I need to see it. I don't, by the way, I'm not one of those that puts an asterisk next to the bubble championship.
Thank you, because you're smart.
Because they, because you could make the case that that was tougher than usual and normal to win something. And everyone was playing under the same construct as well, and they're the ones who won that championship.
I mean,
not
the oldest
one.
Team in the league got 5 months of rest before playing.
Why didn't any of the young guys win? If it was so much easier, how come nobody else won? How did we go 4-1 against everybody in the West?
Because everyone got hurt.
Tyler Hero's a young buck.
So now people get hurt.
Oh no.
Are we doing that?
The entire Miami Heat were injured. The whole team was injured.
My word. Chris, I expect more from you, brother.
I'm just saying.
You're just saying a whole lot of nothing.
They should just cancel the season. It's so exhibition. You won an exhibition tournament.
Okay. Yeah, do you put an asterisk next to Tim Duncan's first title? Where was it? A 50-game season?
Yes.
What?
So you waited for me to say no.
If anybody's ever talking about Tim Duncan over Kobe ever again, Chris, you just gave me the green light, bro. It should be an asterisk next to Tim Duncan's first title. LeBron's first title was during the lockout. Come on, bro. We don't discredit these legends when it comes down to it. Don't do it now because the
Super
Lakers
team
won.
Title. LeBron really only has one title.
With the Lakers.
Oh, that's ridiculous. He's now just trying to rile. Don't listen to him.
He's
a
leprechaun.
All right. So, but yeah, I, I'm, I'm, I'm equally as interested to see what Durant and this Suns team looks like 20 games from now. I think it's going to be... You don't think it's a wrap? It's not a wrap? Seriously, give me your best Laker. Give me O'Shea Jackson Jr. Give me your best Lakers scenario to finish up this season. You have the floor.
Best Lakers scenario is always. I'm always going to say we have some ridiculous run and go to the championship. I've been on sports shows when I had a rookie D'Lo and said we were going to win the championship. You're never going to see anything less out of me. But as long as we build a chemistry, I feel that this roster is something that is that I wish we had in the beginning of the year.
Yes.
To be that scary team in the playoffs that you don't want to face, because LeBron, when he pulls out the playoff fangs, is a beast that nobody wants on the other side of them. And you know, I'm happy for Russell Westbrook to be able to stay in LA and be with the Clippers. I really think that that team needed a facilitator, and that's what Russ does. And I feel that with all the pieces together that they have, that they can possibly lead to a second round exit. Also,
wow.
Also, Phoenix Suns fans, you know how I feel about you. It's no secret. I don't like you. You don't like me? Let's keep it that way. Kevin Durant, I wish you would have chose a different purple, but it is what it is. I'll see you if there's a Swagger season 3, but right now I can't stand you. You know how I am. You know it's Lakers all day. That's no different between me. But the best Lakers scenario is always a championship, nothing less. As long as the Clippers, the Suns, or the Celtics don't win, I'll be fine.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. O'Shea Jackson Jr. I appreciate that.
Before you came out, I asked TJ, would you be more upset if the Celtics won a title or the Clippers?
I said the Clippers for sure.
And that was for sure. No, like question. Celtics, it's like we are the Hatfields and McCoys. You know, it's all, we're always going to be going at each other until the end of time.
Who are the Clippers then?
I don't know.
Who are the Browns?
We don't know who they are. But the Browns, I would have to hear them a lot. The vicinity is like real close. I could just ignore Massachusetts as a whole. You know, we will have 49 states for the year in my book. Okay, like if I give one of these Clipper fans, you know, these, what was the word, vermin?
Ooh,
yeah, bro.
Ooh, I just can't go.
Yeah, not you. You all right?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
you and Billy Crystal. That's where I draw.
Just me and BC.
Wow.
Yeah, Billy Crystal been there forever. And TJ the homie.
Oh, okay, very good. O'Shea Jackson Jr. here on the Rich Eisen Show. I love it. Let's talk Cocaine Bear, man.
Absolutely, I love it.
Oh my gosh. Did you read a script, or did you need like a synopsis? It's about this story that's based on a true story.
Yeah.
Where a drug deal requires a plane ride. Plane's going down. Guy jettisons a bunch of the cocaine to an area where they can be found later on by the rightful, if you will, owner of said cocaine.
Right.
And a bear finds it.
Mm-hmm.
And who explained this idea to you, O'Shea Jackson Jr.?
It actually, I saw it in a tweet.
Okay.
I saw Elizabeth Banks gets rights to Cocaine Bear film.
Mm-hmm.
My immediate thought was they will never get a movie named Cocaine Bear made. I clicked the article. I read it was based on a true story, and I retweeted it and told them to take my money. All right. I was ready to go as a fan. Elizabeth Banks follows me because I'm a popular guy, Chris. from there,
yes,
she saw the retweet, called the higher-ups, said, I think we can get O'Shea Jackson Jr. You know, I went through my free agency proceedings, and I signed up with the best team in the world, Universal Studios.
Yes, sir. And now Cocaine Bear is made, and it's everywhere. I mean, you see it everywhere. The awareness is through the roof.
Yeah.
Again, like I said earlier on this show, don't want to give away anything. The only two things I will reveal is, you know, the bear loves cocaine.
Loves it.
And then has a terrible reaction to the cocaine.
I mean,
and everybody's got to have their head on a swivel, and sometimes it looks like their head was on an actual swivel.
Yeah, a lot of blood.
But it was a CGI bear. How did you act this one out? Like, that had to be something else for you.
No, I mean, you know, I've done Godzilla, you know, I've done Star Wars. So, yeah. Like, the CGI world, you know, I don't know if you know this, but as an actor, I'm real good at playing pretend, Rich. I'm one of the best players of pretend in the world.
Well, I mean, you think the Lakers have a shot this year, so I'm well aware of that.
Yeah. Please. You know what, Rich?
Well, I come like on this show still relevant.
For comfort and friendship.
Sorry.
And you let these two get in your head. I don't like that. Because when I won the chip, we was in COVID and y'all wouldn't let me on the show. Well, I had to do it over a phone call. Y'all lucky.
Hold on. Here we go. Like the bags in this film, it's low-hanging fruit.
How
about that?
Oh, that was nice. Nice transition.
We're now back.
But so what we had actually was a creature performer by the name of Alan Henry, who's done work for Planet of the Apes.
Creature performer?
Yeah, like he gets like how Andy Serkis does for like Gollum or Kong.
Okay.
He's worked on Planet of the Apes. He's worked on Lord of the Rings. And yeah, he was our bear for eyeline, for, you know, whatever type of performance that we needed to give. We actually had someone to physically play the bear. Now, as you know, he also had an apparatus for CGI to be able to map out where the bear's snout was and things like that.
Around the cocaine.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, just digging his nose all in it.
Like Scarface sometimes.
Yeah.
It was wild, man.
And as far as the fear aspect, when you're, you know, when you're dealing with a giant New Zealand man in black spandex, I fear for my life at all times. It is what it is.
And then just some of your co-stars, too. One of whom is obvious for me to bring up, and Ray Liotta, who passed away, as we all know. And then the film credits begin with In Loving Memory of Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
You were pretty much in every scene Ray was in this film.
Yeah.
And what was that like for you to be around him as much as you were?
It was a pleasant surprise, a blessing I didn't know that I was going to get. I'm kind of a bad co-worker in the sense of, like, I don't read who's going to be in nothing that I go do.
Okay.
They call me up. They tell me I'm going to be in it. I get it down and I go.
Sure.
And so when Elizabeth was like, yeah, so Ray's coming in, I was like, oh, dope. And all right, so Ray? And I'm like, Ray Liotta. I said, Ray Liotta's playing Sid? So I was pumped. You know, I had no aspirations to act. I was a writer at USC. Then Straight Outta Compton happened, and like, here I am. So like, to be able to act and like spar a little bit with Ray Liotta,
yeah,
it was a dream that I didn't know that I had come true.
That's cool.
And I think my favorite memories of Ray are off camera. You know, talking smack in hair and makeup. You know, cracking jokes, making them laugh, that type stuff. That's when you really get to know a person. And it's been real bittersweet. This victory lap of Cocaine Bear without Ray, but he killed it. You know, he did great. He never complained on set about any of the stuff that he had to do. And it's a real joy that I got to work with Ray, and may he rest in peace.
Well, another actor as well that you're in a big scene with, we just saw in the clip, is Isaiah Whitlock Jr. You can't say it. Don't say it. What are you doing? From The Wire, you know, where it is a long four-letter word that he says.
I'll just say it.
Right. He is. He's one of my favorite actors, and seeing him in this film, and he's on top of the gazebo, and I don't want to give any more away because. Right. But what was that like being around him?
That dude is funny. He's funny. He's you know, he's got stories for days, super professional. When he rapped, he gave this like super deep speech, and the rest of us just felt lesser of human beings.
What do you mean?
I don't know. He had this like poem ready, and he said it on top of a gazebo while the sun was setting in Ireland. It was crazy. And then he gives me a bobblehead of his character from The Wire.
Oh, God. Where it says that word?
Yeah. Well, you press the button, and that's all it says. And it all day, yeah,
that
bro.
Exists?
Yeah.
I got to have that.
I'm telling you, you got to meet Isaiah. He keeps them in the trunk of his car. I'm
going on eBay right now.
Come on.
I'm serious. I have it. I promise I'll bring it for you the next time I'm on the Rich Eisen
show. I've got to have that here in this studio.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we've got a bunch of pop culture stuff.
Yeah. Isaiah has
those
on deck.
He's got it in the trunk of his car.
Right? I don't know.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Entertaining, Rich.
I didn't know if that actually existed.
Damn. I'm looking at one on eBay right now, Rich.
Is that really? How much?
$45.
Sold.
Sold.
Buy it now button. Hit it.
Buy it now.
I'll Venmo you from the show account.
Get two of them.
Oh, it's coming. Oh my gosh, that's fantastic.
This is my Tony Khan shout out.
Okay.
See you, Tony.
A little higher.
Thirsty man.
So you saw him? You saw him holding up the mug, huh?
Yeah. The entire time? The entire time.
He sent me a text, like, what gives? And I'm like, hey, man, he's holding up the mug.
He's thirsty.
By the way. So you're part of that rivalry, too?
Perhaps. I did invite my man, Phil Brooks, CM Punk, to the premiere. Shout out to CM Punk.
Was he there?
Yeah.
Oh, bet.
Best in the world, baby.
I didn't see him there.
I just do that to make AEW fans mad because they're the best to mess with.
Why do you like making people mad? You're such
because
a nice guy.
Because it's Twitter, bro. Like, that's what Twitter's for. It is the most aggressive social media app there is.
And you're there for it?
I'm all here for it. I'm a natural heel. Can't help it. It's the smile.
It's the smile.
What a movie, man. Congratulations on another big movie that you are in.
Thank you.
I mean, honestly, it was one of those where you woke up the next day and you're like, did I really see that last night?
And I've seen a lot of people online because of the title try to connect it with like a crazy title like Snakes on a Plane. We're not like Snakes on a Plane. We're more like Titanic in a sense that we're based on a true story, but you know, some events might be a little fabricated.
Right.
Jack and Rose not real. Right. That ain't really happened.
Yeah. What?
We waiting for the iceberg, baby.
In the form of a cocaine consuming, sniffing, rampaging bear.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Shay, I gotta ask, man, when you read the script, were you surprised at how long your character lived? Because you know, some of these horror
careful. Jeez. Don't give it away. Wow. Don't give it away.
You see, how am I giving it away?
Yo, you are giving it away.
I swear Clippers can never get to the finish line, bro. It is insane what you just did.
Let our people have this. He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
No. Good Lord.
Come on.
Man. Yeah, I got it. Just
cape from Mason Plumlee and just don't say anything about the movie.
Mason Plumlee's going to?
He's already there. He's a good addition. Yeah. Russell Westbrook went there.
I'm aware of that. I know, you just rolled your eyes. Yeah, like, of course. Like, Clippers are known for taking our scraps, bro. It's just what they do.
Name me two other people.
Elgin Baylor, Tyronn Lue, Jerry West.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
You just named half of Springfield off the top of his head.
This is a front office people.
Yeah, bro. Lakers scraps. You had Kareem teaching Michael Ola with candy. The sky, like, stop it, bro. Well,
by the way, everyone should be learning from Kareem. Every big man should have called that man.
I know, but the
man
conversation is y'all picking our scraps up off the table, dog. Anyway, I'm sorry, Rich. You know how TJ
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. He just did. TJ barely made the credits of this show. Barely made the credits.
Can we come over and watch the play-in tournament? That's all I wonder.
Oh.
I want to watch it here.
You can. Let's do it. Sold.
Done. Live stream.
You say these things and I quickly buy it. Like the Isaiah Whitlock Jr. bobblehead. I just hit the buy it now button.
Yeah, dude.
Great to see you.
Good to see
you.
Come
back anytime. You know that. I mean, you're just a busy man. So come back anytime. Please.
I'm going to be back.
When?
March 9th.
What's March 9th?
I don't know. Just gave you a date.
Sold. We'll see you March 9th. In the meantime,
what else can I get?
Go check out Cocaine Bear in theaters near you this very weekend. Get in line. Indeed. On your birthday.
February 24th.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
You know what we got for you? A cocaine bear. A bear that loves, I mean, I've never seen a bear love cocaine quite like this cocaine bear my entire life. Right. Never seen another bear with cocaine, but that's why you got to go see this movie.
Yes, you know, it's not Winnie the Pooh. It's less honey. Less honey, more booger sugar. That's what I say.
And no Tigger, too. Fantastic.
Booger sugar has been said, yeah.
O'Shea Jackson Jr., follow him on Twitter and come at him at your own peril. That's coming up right here on the Rich Eisen Show. It's finishing things up after a dynamite program. Don't go anywhere. I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned, doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite soup dumpling restaurant, doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard, also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. Nope. Discover does it automatically. Seriously, though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
For decades, Rolling Stone has set the bar for entertainment publications. Today, Rolling Stone Music Now takes over in podcast form.
SZA. You seem like a person with a pretty high level of anxiety, but you also seem fearless artistically.
I feel like ideas have more power than identity. Like the excitement overrides insecurity. That is the only way that I'm ever able to accomplish anything.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, part of the Roku Channel stream, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Always a blast when O'Shea Jackson Jr. stops in here. Always a blast. And that movie again, Cocaine Bear, is such a blast. And one of the most, you know, one of the aspects about the movie that is makes it unique, you know, outside of the bear sniffing cocaine, is that doesn't matter how big a star you are, what your name is in this film, the bear can come get you at any moment in time.
I can't wait to sit here
and say out loud how long a movie character lasts. What in the world do you think?
I mean, Rich, I mean, seriously, like, there's a joke.
People, the movie theater people, the movie people are leaving here. So what's going on with your guy?
I mean, God.
Go get your guy.
Keller, did you get where I was going with that? Please.
I got it.
What did you get? What did you get?
Thank you.
The black guy's never lived very long. He was going that route, but you haven't seen the movie. He doesn't know. So he was just going with that joke.
It was a joke that he got immediately, but you two jumped down my throat and made it seem like I was saying something off kilter.
In a spoiler world.
Spoiler world. Like, he just said, let the joke play out. Because he got it. He knew where I was saying with it. Like, it's a joke.
But then he also said it's a spoiler, bro.
Yeah, after you two scream like I asked for a social security number or something on air. Like, come on.
Spoilers.
I don't understand. It's me like going on my power rankings list starting with number one. Can't do that. You got to build up.
Sounds like a winner to me.
Thank you.
Is that Bruce Arians?
Are you really upset over there?
No.
Okay. Sounds like you are. No.
No. I'm looking at something on Instagram.
Boy,
right
he
now.
He hates the Clippers, doesn't he?
O'Shea does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what that's born out of? Fear. Fear. It's born out of fear.
I don't think so.
It is born out of fear. I'll say it.
Yeah, but you know,
I'll say it,
we'll never catch up. Yeah, you know what I mean? You'll never catch up,
but at some point the rabbit does get the gun, doesn't he?
No, I don't think Charlie Brown ever kicked the football.
The Clippers, hopefully in our lifetime, in your lifetime, let's put it that way, will get, you know,
just one.
I know that, but enough closer to Los Angeles based titles. It'll never happen, one would think. But never know.
I'm not holding out for it.
All I'm saying is all you need is one.
That's all I'm asking for. Just one.
What would it be like in this town?
And the Sixers haven't won in like 40 years.
But that's not, and again, with all due respect to your fandom for them, and I know you love them very much. You don't live in Philadelphia.
I live in Philly, yeah.
Live here.
Right.
I cannot imagine what it would be like if Westbrook joins this team now. And, we talked with O'Shea about the moves the Lakers made. The Clippers made some very nice moves.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Mason Plumlee being added. I mean, he was a terrific player for the Charlotte Hornets
this
year.
This year.
I know that. Yeah. And so now Zubac sits and he comes in? And Bones Highland was sitting there in Denver saying, everybody's scoring 20 but me. Yep. Get me out of here.
Because we were talking about him before he got traded. Like, what are they doing?
He's now on the Clippers. And then they pick up Russell Westbrook.
Which, you know, a lot of people are going back and forth on that. But, I mean, when you add a guy who's averaging 16, like 7-5, like, and if it doesn't work, let's just say he gets in there and things don't work out.
But
you sit him on the bench, you let him go.
How wouldn't, like, what does not working out look like?
I really have no idea.
Which is, like, if he doesn't perform, then Ty Lue will sit him. And if there's any coach that can look Russell Westbrook in the face and say, sorry,
You got a great point.
It's him. You know, he's got a ring on the finger, and this team is very good, and they're taking on the Kings Friday night in a huge 3-versus-4 game to start the second half, if you will, of the season. I'm telling you, man, the Clippers have a team that can absolutely
very deep
win
too.
This conference.
11 players deep.
No question about it.
I'm sorry, just to
finish my point. Laker fan knows if you look at a team and say this team has the ability to not win just this year, but is built for the next several years, it's the Clippers, not the Lakers. I think I'm spitting truth here and facts. The Clippers are built much better than the Lakers. Now, obviously, right. You know, the Lakers have LeBron playing still at the top of his game and Anthony Davis being Anthony Davis when he's healthy. And the Clippers have Kawhi and Paul George and a much deeper roster with a much more decorated and experienced coach.
Facts.
So I think that's why it's a little bit of fear.
Also, the Clippers, you know, with Kawhi and Paul George, maybe they need a little bit of that fire. You know, Russ is going to come in there and kind of light a fire because there isn't really anyone on that team now that Beverly's gone.
Yeah, they're getting some going to Chicago.
You know, so we'll see. I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a little fearful. And just in terms of, you know, just addressing again the elephant in the room here, I feel it. I sense it. The All-Star break ends tomorrow. Tonight's the last night. You don't look at your app and see me kicking somebody's ass in our fantasy league. So your break ends tonight.
Oh boy.
As well. Or ends tomorrow. Tonight's your last night of not looking at your app and go, this guy again. This team again. Oh my God.
We got the whole second half of the season.
That ends. I wish there were games tonight.
We actually only have like a month left of the season.
That's it. The second half is just, it's not, I mean, second half of the season started right after the calendar year began, right?
Yeah, they played
six. Technically,
the NBA All-Star break was at game 60.
I know.
For as much as I wanted you to be happy in that matchup that means the most to you, Michigan, Ohio State, I wanted you to be happy then.
Thank you.
I'm flipping the script.
Accept that, like O'Shea Jackson Jr. accepts the hate on Twitter. I fully accept it. So enjoy tonight, guys. I wish there was more action tonight in the NBA calendar, or any action.
I'm ready now.
But enjoy tonight's last night of not having to look at your fantasy app and go, this guy.
Everyone on my team is healthy for the first time
Kevin
all year.
I picked up Kevin Love the other day.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
That's not going to help much.
I want to thank today's guests, Tom Curran. I want to thank Bruce Arians, Al Michaels, Max Duggan, and O'Shea Jackson Jr. Fun show today that will wrap on the Roku channel in a moment.
You love Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now get to know her on Give Them Lala.
With her assistant, Jess.
LA, it can become suffocating. Did something happen where you felt like I have to get out of here? Or do you just think it just happens sometimes?
I think it just happens, but also just everything going on in my personal life. Like, I want to get on this mic and be like, this is what I've been dealing with for 14 months.
Give Them Lala, wherever you listen.